Hello, church. Today we are looking at Joel chapter 3. Once again, it is Joel chapter 3. And, excuse me, if you have not read this chapter yet, I would suggest that you pause this recording and spend some time reading this. I'd say maybe read this about twice before we jump into it. And so right now, just pause. All right, assuming that you have read this, let's dive right into this. So in Joel chapter 3, we see a continuation of a prophetic message being shared by Joel. And in chapters 1 and 2 laid out sort of the overarching picture of what's going to happen. And in chapter 3, we see two very interesting things, sort of like contrasts. The first thing that we see is a nation being judged. We see maybe it's harsh judgment, maybe it's soft judgment. You know, maybe we have different criteria for what makes something really harsh. But here we see that there is judgment that is sort of very vivid. We see a prophecy that's very vivid. It's very specific. You know, the Lord is going to gather the nations to bring them to battle. He's putting them on trial. He's scattered people. He's done a lot of different things. And, you know, I'm sure that they're very specific things that really stick out to us. But, you know, in the questions that I have for us, I asked us to think about how we sort of contemplate or think about certain prophecies or messages. But specifically, in the questions that I provided, one of the things that I really had us think about is the impact of Christ's return. Now, here, we don't really see a specific mention of Christ, but I do think it might be helpful for us to think about prophecies that are relevant to this day. Meaning, in the past, at the time when Joel was sharing this message, God's people have heard this and they thought to themselves, oh, we must do something and yada, yada, yada. And that's normal because that's sort of like how we act today when we hear the news. We turn on the news. Recently I was reading about from the BBC about how Russia might invade Ukraine. And that's a really big deal right now in 2022. And I think because of that, people that live in affected areas will prepare accordingly to that. And similar to that, you know, this prophecy that's given in Joel, you know, people are listening to it and they're sort of preparing themselves for the things to come. Now, the reason why we talked about Jesus really quick is because we know that Christ will return at some point. And in that sense, how do we find ourselves preparing for Christ's return? Do we find ourselves praying more? Do we find ourselves reading scripture more? Do we find ourselves trying to get closer to God? You know, what actions are we taking for the benefit of not just ourselves, but our family, our friends, our church community? One thing that I find really amazing about this passage in Joel is that as much as there's sort of very specific and maybe even harsh judgment and prophecy that's being laid out, there's also a call to unity. There's a call for everyone, for all of God's people among the nations to prepare themselves. Verse 9 talks about rousing the warriors, let all the fighting men draw near and attack. It's talking about how all people should come together under the banner of the Lord to fight. And in that sense, how do we sort of apply that today? How do we apply the same mentality today? You know, as we think about the Lord's return, as we come every Sunday to hear messages for EM from Pastor Daniel or for KM from our senior pastor, you know, hear great messages every single week. We hear about what Jesus does, or maybe we hear stories from the Old Testament. But in that same sense, do we prepare ourselves, sort of like how the people in the book of Joel prepare themselves for the coming time? But in the midst of all this, we talked about a contrast, meaning that despite the harsh judgment and the things to come, the Lord also reassures his people. And that's another big thing for our questions. The Lord reassures his people that he will not forget them, that he will be with them, that he is in his dwelling place, that he is exactly where he will need to be. And you know, what's really remarkable in chapter 3, and more the end of chapter 3, in verse 20 and 21, it talks about how the Lord will remember the innocent. Oh, I'm sorry, from 19 to 21, the Lord remembers the innocent, meaning the Lord remembers his people, meaning that the Lord sees all things, that when something unjust has happened, that he will make things just, right? The Lord is someone who cares deeply about people and about justice. And so having said that, folks, I'd like to really ask us to contemplate in what ways we need to remember the promises of the Lord. In what way do we need to remember the promises that are in Scripture? In what ways do we need to remember that the Lord does see and remember us? My hope is that as we read the prophecy and the blessings that are coming in the book of Joel, that we will remember that Christ has promised for those that believe in him, everlasting life. That the blessings will come, but part of what we need to do today as his people is to endure. And having said that, I would like to pray for us. Lord, I ask that you give us the strength necessary to endure every single day. Lord, I ask that you give us the strength necessary to get up off our feet, to prepare ourselves, to pray more, to read the scriptures more. But Lord, I just ask that above all else that you would help us remember your promises and be faithful to all the things that you have set before us. Let us be faithful. Let us be good stewards of the things that you have given us. And most of all, Lord, would you help us constantly do right by your eyes. So Lord, I thank you for this time and I pray all these things in your son's name. Amen.